With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. A local group is working to recognize Liverpool Regional High School graduates. Because of COVID-19 restrictions, large gatherings are prohibited across Nova Scotia, including graduation ceremonies. Deborah Riddell is one of a group of volunteers who are working to find a way to allow graduates to gather together without breaking the public health orders.
We thought, we have to do this so that in the end we can say we did whatever we could to try to give our kids something.
Schools have adjusted to allow students to receive their diplomas and awards at individually scheduled times. The students can be accompanied by up to 4 guests for the 10-minute ceremony. Riddell and her group are proposing to follow in the steps of last year's graduating class and hold a drive-by graduation celebration. She says using Queen's Place AmeriCenter again would allow the students to set up 6 feet apart while the community drives by and shows their support. Riddell says a letter submitted to Public Health through the department's website outlining their plan was met with a form letter-type rejection. But Friday morning, Riddell awoke to an email from Nova Scotia's Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Robert Strang. In it, he says under the current restrictions, the gathering is not permitted, but once the province moves into phase 2 of the COVID-19 reopening plan, which could be as soon as Wednesday, June 16th, the ceremony can go ahead. In fact, during Friday's COVID-19 briefing, Dr. Strang pointed to the LRHS drive-by model as one other schools should consider.
Communities will need to be creative and innovative again in celebrating their graduates. One example I've heard is a drive-past celebration. Graduates can be sitting outside, properly distanced, while family and community members in their vehicles drive by to honor the graduates' accomplishments. It's a great idea, and I'm sure the people who thought of it would be happy if you stole their idea.
Riddell is excited the drive-by idea has received the blessing of Nova Scotia's top doctor. She's optimistic provincial officials will announce phase 2 of the recovery will begin Wednesday, and their group can go ahead with their plans, but regardless, they're determined to provide some ceremony for the LRHS class of 2021.
Really where we're at, Ed, is we just have to move on and say, okay, if that doesn't work, let's go to plan B. There's 26 letters in the alphabet, and we're not the givey up kind of people.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.